Well, RTE and the GAA are under mounting pressure tonight to review a decision to stream imported championship matches on the GAA Go app. The three coalition leaders say big games should be shown on free-to-air television amid issues around rural broadband and elderly people accessing the app. GAA Go is a joint venture between RTE and the GAA, and Virgin Media is tonight questioning how the deal to award GAA Go games came about. However, RTE Head of Sport Declan McBennett denies the broadcaster received preferential treatment.
Okay, there's two specific questions there. One is, did we get exclusive access? No, the GAA, the allocation of rights is a matter for the GAA, as it is with UEFA, as it is with the IOC, as it is with any Six Nations, any organisation. So it's up to the GAA as to how they allocate their rights, and that's the way it should be. With regard to what GAA Go paid, they did pay, and they paid a significant amount. However, by the very nature of these things, you will understand that that's a commercially sensitive arrangement.
Hugh O'Connell, the three coalition leaders want this changed. Declan McBennett says it won't. Rock versus a movable object. Who comes out on top here?
Well, it's a difficult one, really. Like, I see Alan Dillon, the Fine Gael TD and former Mayo footballer, coming out this evening and saying the government should reduce the license fee by €50 in the budget in order to force RTE's hands, which... it's a pretty big call to make.
Will it make much of a difference?
Well, him calling for it, probably not.
The Mayo constituency.
Maybe, yeah. The government won't entertain it. I would doubt whether they would entertain such a cut to the TV licence fee, because it would have a pretty catastrophic effect on the national broadcaster. But I do think that, look, this is something that has to be resolved one way or the other, because, I mean, you can't have a situation where big games that an awful thousands of people up and down the country are heavily invested in, that they wouldn't be shown on free-to-air
television. But they were shown on Sky Sports, is the argument for the last 9 years.
Yeah, but I mean, that's difficult. It's a difficult one to get around, because, like, GAA Go, I've never used it myself, but I'm sure it's a fantastic service. The reality is that broadband in some parts of this country doesn't allow for the kind of streaming that you would expect, and you don't get GAA Go in the pubs. That was the difference. Sky Sports in the pubs up and down the country, not a problem for people.
That's it. But I was in nine pubs in Salt Hill on Saturday. Yeah. Only one had GAA Go after Sligo won that famous match, Mark. Patrick Costello, just to you for a second. Surely, look, obviously this is a highly emotive issue, but really, should the three-party leaders be telling the public service broadcaster what to broadcast? Is there not really, has a line not been crossed here politically by your party leader and the Taoiseach of the Tánaiste?
Well, I think actually the more important thing here is the role of the GAA and the GAA members, because we have to remember the GAA is a community, is at the heart of many communities. It is a community organisation, it is a voluntary organisation. And it's the members and the people who've built the GAA who are feeling the pinch here and who are complaining about
this.
And they have a
coalition leaders telling RTE what to broadcast. That is a dangerous precedent, is it not?
Well, no, I don't believe it is, because this is not an editorial decision. This is a structural decision around what should be free to air. And we've already have legislation. We already have reviews of this. We already have structures around what is and what isn't free to air, what is and isn't.
So should Catherine Martin add, say, the Munster Hurling Championship to the list of free-to-air sports?
Well, I think
opinion?
There's a review ongoing of that at the minute, so I'm not going... But
what's your opinion?
Me?
Maybe you're not a GAA aficionado on that one. Mark McSharry, you have been on the Public Accounts Committee before and looked at various state contracts. And Virgin Media raising questions tonight over how the deal was arrived at, whether RTE actually paid for the games at all, and they've previously alleged that there's a monopoly style behaviour at play here. Do you have questions around this deal between the GAA and RTE and the operation of GAA Go?
I think that issue needs to be looked at and addressed. Okay, and it does remind me of the sale by NAMA of the Northern Ireland loan book, where one of the bidders pulled out and they continued with the other without going back to the other person. That is not correct. It is not good governance. And I would disagree with that if it happened in the way that Virgin Media have said. On the general perspective, I'm a regular user of loitv.ie. I find it very, very good value. And I think it is not reasonable to either expect the GAA or RTE to broadcast everything free.
Jennifer, you've accused the government, you've accused RTE and GAA of privatising our national sport in the Dáil today.
The viewing of it, which is essentially what they've done. This decision to make people pay for and access the sports through the GAA Go, that is absolutely disadvantaging people, elderly people and people in rural communities. Ironically, the GAA are a Sustainable Development Goal champion. Now, what they're doing and how they're treating their elderly members and the people who have supported them for decades, following every single match and every single game that their local teams were playing, they are not the focus of the GAA's approach now, and they need to be. The
GAA, I'm sure the GAA would disagree with that. They have won awards for their treatment of elderly people
The elderly people who cannot get to games anymore and can no longer see the matches of the teams that they have supported for decades, they, and I have spoken to many over the weekend, they are not happy and they feel completely disadvantaged by it. And I would really urge the GAA to review their decision, because
Sports Committee will be looking at this.
It's a very, very important entity in our communities, and I think they need to really review what they've decided.
The Oireachtas Sports Committee will be looking at this and whether to call in RTE and the GAA tomorrow at a meeting in private.